Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We've seen a lot of players that struggle in year one for the Bills, and year two they take a big step, and maybe that's the case with Dwayne Carter, and I'm sure he feels that, right? I mean, he knows that he's got probably a six-week window to really show himself. If he plays well, I mean, he was going to have an opportunity to command a nice role for this defensive line rotation. I mean, at the end of the day, Ogunjobi is a one-year player. Dwayne Carter is the second-year rookie that they've invested a top 100 pick in. That would be really helpful if he can materialize on the promise of what he showed at Duke as kind of a penetration-style player. Big opportunity for him in those first 6 weeks to either claim a role or kind of be pushed to the side.
Joe Marino from Locked On Bills on with me and Jeremy yesterday on Dwayne Carter, who he's not been super high on since last season, but was a top 100 pick, as he mentioned, third rounder, and hasn't really got off the ground to the point where the talk is just replacing him at this point. 803-0550 is the phone number. It's Jeremy and Joe. The sun is out. It is tournament day, and it is the top 3, 4, 5 sports day of the year. One of the best sports days of the year. Awesome buzzer beaters, tons of games. That really is sports now, isn't it? The best sports experiences are the ones where there's a lot happening at the same time. Why do people love Red Zone? This is at least how I consume sports. Because I got to have something happening at every second. One reason I can't just sit in front of a baseball game and watch it for 3 hours, I know they're shorter now, is there's not enough happening. There's not enough happening. I'm going to, between pitches, I'm going to look at my phone. I might not look back up for 3 pitches. And then I'm going to grab a book or whatever. Like, I'm going to be doing something else. Whereas you got to hold my attention. I need constant action. Got to have it. I don't want breaks. So Red Zone, bang, 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 play, 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 touchdown, touchdown, just one after the other, tons of different games. That's golf broadcasting too. You don't really think of golf this way, but golf is the original Red Zone. I don't follow, you can do this now. Right, like the ESPN Plus packages have it, where you can just follow like one golf group. But what's a traditional golf broadcast? It's Red Zone. It's, oh, we're going to take you over here to the 17th where there's a shot, and now this shot over here is the 13th. And hey, someone just hit a hole-in-one on 11, so we're going over to 11. It's basically Red Zone. And that is why March Madness is such the phenomenon that it is. It's to me, not really that the game itself is super high quality. It has its fans, and there might even be more people. In fact, I almost think definitely there would be more sports fans that would say they like the college basketball product more than the NBA product. Just on the style of the game, not the volume of games, just one game. Because there is more of a team aspect to it, and there are more set plays, right? I personally like the NBA more, though, because I know it's more talented individuals. And you get a lot more dunking. You get a lot more three-point shooting from the moon. Guys that are going nuclear in games. Curry and, you know, Luka, doesn't matter who. And you don't get that always in college basketball. But why do I like watching the college product better? It's because I'm getting 1,000 games at once. And when you're increasing the volume of games, you are almost guaranteed to get something crazy happening. And that's why it's March Madness. I'm explaining the formula here. It's not hard to figure out. That to me should be true, though, across all sports. Like, my top days of the year for sports are the ones where there is a lot happening. Week one of the NFL, to me, is one of the best days of the year. I like it more than Super Bowl Sunday and Championship Sunday. I want all the games. I want football from beginning to end. And today is going to be that. Today really, is college basketball the only other sport that has the just commit a full day to one thing where, like, it's not something I would be proud of, but, you know, I do enjoy once in a while, and of course on Sundays during the year, let me plop myself on the couch for 10 hours and watch every second of this thing. Not move. That could be even longer in the NFL if you started at a 9 a.m. London game. I'm going to do this one thing the whole day. And that's not hockey. That's not NBA. You know, when you get to the finals, that's the best NBA I think you get. And that's not that. That's not going to be, maybe it is golf a little bit, but not, golf's more one you pop in and out of. Versus today, today is like the NFL Sundays. Just plop down at noon. All the people, all the numbers of people that call off on the first day of the tournament. It's the only other sport I think we really do this. Commit the full day to it. So today will be a lot of fun. 803-0550 is the phone number. Sal just texted in. This is good. Thanksgiving and Christmas. NFL on Thanksgiving and NBA on Christmas. NFL on Christmas a little bit now too, but more so NBA. And I think Thanksgiving especially is a good answer for that. The difference there, though, is you've got a lot of other things happening on Thanksgiving, right? You've got the meals, you're spending time with family, but that's a good answer. Very excited for today. Josh, you said you're having trouble making your picks this year?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what it is, but I'm just all over the place this year. I'm picking only the favorites. I'm picking only the higher seeds, and I don't know why.
You're just going chalk? None of the Cinderella potential teams are screaming out to you?
Yeah, but like, I hate doing it because it just feels wrong. It doesn't feel like you're in the spirit of March Madness then.
But
like,
if you win.
Right, but if you win, it doesn't matter. But
it depends how far you're going with it. Like, as Jeremy said earlier, if you're picking 4-1 seeds, then you're really not in the spirit of the thing. Well, but if you've got like 2-1 seeds, a 2-seed, and a 4-seed, like, to me, what is the right number? You should figure this out. To really be in the spirit of your bracket pool, what should the total combined number be for your 4 seeds? Mm. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. So 4-1 seeds, your number is 4. You got to be higher than that. What about 7? 5, 6, 7? Maybe it's not that high. Maybe it should just be like 5 or 6. Like, all right, buddy, you've got 3-1 seeds and a 2-seed. Okay. I mean, I don't, if that person's in your pool, like, I'm not doing anything about it, you know? And they don't have to win. In fact, their likelihood is they won't win. But yeah, I'm not against what you're doing. As long as if you pick four ones, then like, okay. But almost anything other than that, I think you're okay. I'm doing the same. Like my strategy, I am not someone that watches college basketball really until March. I'll watch the conference tournaments a little bit, but nothing in the regular season. So I don't know what, you know, Drake has going on when they play Missouri. I don't know anything about Utah State ahead of UCLA. My method is the spreads.
I
want to look at the spreads and I want to figure out, because I'm trying to pick my upsets based on something that feels realistic. So I'll look through and go, ooh, UC San Diego, who I think, are they a 13 seed, right? UC San Diego?
Yes, they are. Yep.
Why? I'll look at the lines and go, why are they only a 2.5 point underdog against Michigan?
A 12 seed, I'm sorry.
12 seed, thanks. Why are they only a 2.5 point underdog against Michigan? And then I'll look and go, only 22% of the users are picking San Diego. 2.5 point underdog, 22%. I'm going to be a part of that 22%. That's my method, is just doing it by the spreads.
I've been using,
is that a lame way of doing it?
I've been using ESPN's bracket thing this year, and they have like a bar graph or like a meter of like percentage chance to win, and that's kind of what
they're like. They're like their FPI or whatever, like the power indexes.
Yeah. And it's like if it's above like a 30% chance, I'm like, oh, maybe I'll pick the upset here, you know? Because like, I mean, you look at, you know, Florida and Norfolk State. Norfolk State has a 1% chance to win that game, according to ESPN. So it. That one's like one of those like no-brainers, but at the same time, hey, maybe not, you know?
Yeah.
It is March Madness.
803-0550. Glenn in Toronto's next. What's up, Glenn?
Yeah, guys. Good morning. More or less, I'm in the same boat as you. I didn't watch as much college ball as I normally do this year. You know, I filled out my bracket this morning, chose Duke to win it all, but a lot of my info, I think a lot of it I got from the selection show last Sunday and also reading up on ESPN, but I threw in mostly a couple of long shots, including the one you just mentioned there over Michigan, but mostly I looked at record, like, and chose my teams then, eh?
Yeah.
But still, I love the tournament. It's my favorite time of the year watching basketball.
Yeah. Thanks, Glenn. No, it's amazing. See, I'm someone that likes to do a little homework on it, too. Like I said, I look at the spreads. I'll do a little more than that, but it's mostly that.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
But you could just randomly pick it and end up doing just as well or better. That's why it's crazy. I was in a big pool a couple of years ago, was this 2 years ago now, where one of my buddies' wife, who watches like the tournament a little bit, but same as me, like not watching anything during the season, I'm sure. And she was like one of the top eight scorers on the whole Yahoo site 2 years ago. Like there was an outcome in the national championship, I think, where she could have won the whole thing. Like number one out of millions and millions of people.
That's crazy.
That wasn't looking through analytics and film on these teams. You know, like, ooh, what's the guard, point guard situation for Tennessee? I don't think that's happening.
What's your whole thought on everything going on with North Carolina?
What about?
Like, just, you know, the way they got in and how everyone thought, oh, like, why are they in? Why are they making it? And now that's like, you look at, if you want to go by your spreads, North Carolina's favored over Ole Miss.
Total BS to me that they got in. I don't care about anything they do after the tournament. Good for them if they're doing the whole that every team does this when they're being doubted. North Carolina against the world, are they doing that?
Probably.
They won their game huge in the first four. It doesn't mean they deserve to get in.
No, I'm just curious. Like,
the controversy, and the controversy is that their AD is like one of the big people on the chairman, right, of the committee.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, he recuses himself and goes out of the room. Well, he's coming right back in the room in 10 minutes. So the people in that room, if he comes back in and they don't want an awkward moment, you know, even though he's walking out of the room, I don't think it's a full recusal. So
how are you picking them though, sports, in the bracket?
Though. That's how college sports goes.
Are you picking them to win, or are you picking them to like at least win around?
I haven't made that pick yet. I haven't filled out my whole bracket yet. I'm like halfway through.
Yeah.
Anyways, 12:15 today, Louisville and Creighton kicks things off at 12:15. I wanted to get to the Bills division a little bit. We talked earlier about the Lions rule proposal that will come up at the NFL owner meetings. And I don't know that it's going to pass. I kind of hope it does, but I'm not really betting on it passing. We'll see. The rule the Lions proposed is that doesn't matter your division. If you won your division, if you have a better record and you didn't win your division, you are going to play at home against a division winner that has a lesser record than you, which would eliminate the possibility of what we had last year, where the Minnesota Vikings, a 14-win team, have to go on the road to start the playoffs against the team they have five more wins than because they didn't win their division. And we got into how, you know, like how impressive really is it winning your division? You're competing against three other teams, and I think there's a lot of good points in that. But here we are. This is the system. And, you know, if the Bills weren't such a great team, then maybe we would talk about this more as a rule that affects them, but we don't because they're a double-digit win team every year. And someone correct me if I'm wrong on this. I think this is, going into the year, the lowest expectations for the division around the Bills since they got great. And I don't even know that it's close. I mean, it seems like a foregone conclusion. We haven't even started the draft yet. Free agency's not all the way over. New England's got Diggs in for a visit today. We don't know what their roster is going to look like totally yet. What they're going to do at receiver might be Diggs. He might not be ready for week one anyway. We're so early in it. It's March. And is anybody at all worried in the slightest that the Bills don't win the AFC East this year? I don't hear any of that. I don't feel any of that. And I don't think any of it myself. But it's interesting, isn't it? Because where those three teams are in their trajectories after the Bills just cruised last season. No challenge whatsoever. Had it wrapped up a month in advance. Even though they weren't even favored to win the division before the season. It took, I think, a couple of months into the offseason, but there was a point where the Jets were the favorite to win the AFC East last year. Think back on that, how incredible that is. There was a time when you would go to bet on the AFC East division winner, and the Bills were second behind the Jets in the odds. So last year, there was a belief that, all right, two teams, big challenges, Rodgers in New York, healthy again, Miami running it back. And Miami felt respectable in that way. All right, let's see what we got. Never before last year, though, was there more than one real challenger. And this year, it feels like there's going to be zero. And I want to know how likely that really is. And who's going to figure it out first? Because I do think two of the three are on the way up. I really, like, not to the point where this is not me telling you that the Bills might not win the division in 2025. I think they're going to, and I think they're going to by multiple games. But I do think two of the three teams are on their way. I don't know how far away they are. I've made this comp before. The Bills are, you know, in Game of Thrones. They're on the Iron Throne right now, and in season two of that, they start hearing about the Dragon Queen on the other side of the world, and how, like, oh, we really don't have to worry about that right now. Like, we know they're over there, we know they exist, but we don't have to worry about dragons yet, like crossing the sea, whatever. That's the Bills right now. There might be a Dragon Queen on the other end of the world, but they're on the other end of the world. That might be New England right now. With Drake May, who was really impressive as a rookie, but, like, how close are they to figuring it out? The other team I think is on the way up is the Jets. But they're at the ground floor of it. I just think ridding yourself of Aaron Rodgers and bringing in a coach that appears intent on cleaning up the culture of what's going on with the Jets. I mean, that they are an organization more than anyone that needs that type of coach. If I am an owner in the NFL, most, 9 times out of 10, what I would want my team to be looking for is the bright, young, offensive play caller. That's what I want. I want the X's and O's. And the Jets, I feel like, are the most prime example of, all right, that'd be nice, but you just got to have a guy and come and clean things up. You've had Nathaniel Hackett in there and all this drama, and you're just totally dysfunctional. A lot of it was because of the quarterback that was there. You just got to come in and get a professional coach that can ideally come in and clean things up. And I think Aaron Glenn is a pretty good candidate to do that. But same thing with the Jets. Like, I'm not worried about them now. I don't even know who their quarterback's going to be this year. Oh, it's going to be Fields. We do know that, right? They could draft one still, but it's going to be Justin Fields. Okay. Come on. That's not a serious threat. Might be a nice little team. Their best case scenario, maybe they push for a playoff spot, but I'm not worried about them. And then the other team I really wanted to get into here is the Dolphins. Because to me, Patriots and Jets, ground floor, still starting things up. They're not there yet, but they might be going in the right direction. To me, this is Miami's last dance. This is it. The Dolphins, to me, are so interesting this year because they have to win. New England's building up. Jets are starting over. Dolphins got to do it now. Because Tyreek Hill, there was already drama with him on the final day of the regular season, implying that he wants out of Miami, walked it back, got that situation in the right direction, the agent cleaned things up, and he's staying for now. But this is, I want to bet, the last year that Tyreek Hill is going to be a Miami Dolphin, and we're not even sure if he's even great anymore. He had a down year last season, big time. Waddle can't stay healthy, and neither can Tua, and the coach is probably it. Like, this is it. You got to win now, or the owner probably moves on from you. All that could happen right now. They paid all these veterans. They paid Jalen Ramsey. They traded for Bradley Chubb. They've done all this maneuvering to challenge the Bills right now. They've done, in the last couple of years, they've been making moves to win the division on the immediate. and they haven't done it. And now I think this is their last chance at it. And I don't think they have a very good chance. They're really interesting because I really think they're a year away from maybe doing what the Jets just did. You know, semi-rebuild. You don't have to get rid of all your talented guys, but maybe a new coach, maybe a new identity, maybe you change out a bunch of roster spots, but not the elite guys at the top. Like, Miami's the one that I'm most interested in of the three because they've got to do it now. Or it's over. And again, as we run through these three teams, I don't see it for any of them. The Dolphins, it's the same story. I think on paper, they're the most talented team of the three. Sure, I could see them getting into the playoffs. But when it comes to challenging the Bills, they just don't have it. They can't beat the Bills straight up, head-to-head. They have a quarterback that you have to pencil in 3 to 5 missed games a year, which always sinks them. They're never able to overcome that. And he's only played one full season once out of 5 years. So odds are he's going to miss 3 or 4 games. And your top receiver is aging. To me, they missed their best shot. 803-0550, if you got a thought on the division around the Bills, your bracket strategy, how you go about it, how you make your picks, because we all know we're not real experts on this. Most of us aren't. Let me know what you think. It's Jeremy and Joe. We'll talk to a NCAA tournament expert coming up, or analyst at 9 o'clock. Locked On College Hoops. Isaac Shad is going to join us at 9, so we got a guest coming then, but time for your phone calls in the in-between. Sneaky Joe DiBiase. It's Jeremy and Joe. This is WGR.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.